Number one, it starts with God's promise to restore Israel as a nation. Look at Ezekiel 36, verses 22 through 24. Now, this is God explaining his intentions. And this is what he says. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, verse 22, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake. You see, Israel right now is an unwilling partner in this enterprise. God says, I am not protecting. I'm not protecting Israel from the whole world against them for Israel's sake. I'm doing it for my sake. See, that's what's shaping up in our world. There is an entire group of people, 1.2 billion of them, who at the core of their belief system believe in the inferiority, the destruction of, and the resist in every way, the Jewish people. And that's Islam. Islam is focused from its core against Israel. And God said, I am going to protect Israel, not for Israel's sake. They are, by nature, quite proud people. They are, by nature, sometimes mistreating people around them because they've been mistreated so much. God is not vouching for the righteousness of the nation of Israel. When God does Ezekiel 38 and 39, he's not doing it because they are the most good Samaritan, helpers of the poor in the world. He's doing it, I don't do this for your sake, so house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake. You see, when God makes an eternal covenant, when he sovereignly elects, he doesn't un-elect. And God sovereignly elected Israel. That's the literal lineage of Abraham. Not the spiritual descendants of Abraham. That's us. We are not Israel. Israel is Israel, and God has a very clear plan for them. Which you have profaned among the heathen whither you went. See, the Jews have profaned the name of God among the heathen. They are God's chosen people of promise, and they denied their king when he came. Jesus Christ himself. So, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall, and this is one of the most repeated, in fact it is, the most repeated statement in the book of Ezekiel. Shall know that I am the Lord. Shall know that I am the Lord. Shall know that I am the Lord. The whole purpose of what God is doing with Israel is to show the world that he is the Lord. And really, if you want to know what the conflict is, if you remember on Mount Carmel, it was, is Baal the Lord, or it was a conflict between Baal or Jehovah, Yahweh. And now, that's Elijah and the fire came down and all of that. And so Baal was proven to not be the Lord. Jehovah, Yahweh was. Well, today, the conflict that is coming to a head is, again, is it Allah? And I don't take Allah to be a generic name for God. Allah is defined. There are 99 titles for Allah. And he has his 99 names. And many of them, that's how Salman Rushdie got in trouble, the author. Many of the names of Allah are names that are more associated with Lucifer and not with the Lord God Almighty. And so the great conflict right now in our world is Allah the true God or Jehovah Yahweh, the creator God, the God who eternally exists in three persons, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Or is it this kind of what we would call a Unitarian God, this one non-Trinitarian God. And by the way, the Muslims and the Mormons have a lot in common. They both are this Unitarian view of God rather than a Trinitarian view. So, but the whole thing is shaping up so that the world will know who the Lord is. And I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you. So when is God saying this? He's saying this 2,600 years ago. God said, through Ezekiel, remember Ezekiel, I showed you all the charts last week, he was in the second, you know, Daniel went in the first, Ezekiel went in the second Babylonian captivity. So 600 years before Christ, God said, I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. What countries was Israel in 600 B.C.? Well, some apostate northerners from Samaria were in Assyria. But when did Israel get into all countries? Well, it wasn't in the Babylonian captivity either. They didn't go into countries. They went into Babylon, which swallowed up Assyria. So they just did a lateral. They went from one land to another. When did Israel need to get gathered out of all countries? It wasn't until AD 70 when the Romans banned them from the land of Israel and killed a million of them and took everyone else they could get and sold them into slavery all over the world. And the Jews were banned from the Holy Land, from the Holy City, especially Hadrian's time onward, and were sent all over the world. But look at this. I will gather you out of all countries. So 2,600 years ago, 600 B.C., God said, you're going to get sent to all the world. And that took place 600 years later when they were thrown out of Jerusalem and the Holy Land. But he said, sometime in the future, I'm going to gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Own land. Israel, from 600 or 586 B.C., didn't have their own land. They were always an occupied nation. They had a little rebellion in the Maccabean time, but they were still occupied nation. They just were fighting off for a while their occupiers. But Rome finally came and crushed that rebellion. So what's interesting is this part of what Ezekiel said, it's only been since 1948 that Israel got their own land. You can put a date right there. They didn't have a land that was their own for 2,500 plus years, almost 2,600 years. So this is a fascinating, if you want something fascinating, Ezekiel 36 is God saying, I have promised I'm going to restore Israel as a nation. And he said that as they were being carried off to Babylon.